Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. It's good to welcome you here this morning on this third Sunday of Advent, and so let us light our third Advent candle. And before we do that, let's say the words that are going to come up on the screen. As we light this, actually, should we stand? Let's stand together. As we light this third candle, we think of joy. This year, our celebrations will be diminished, and we may find it harder to experience the joy we usually do. But help us not to overlook the simple joys that seep into our daily lives, often unnoticed. This week, in our Advent journey, open our eyes to the joy around us. Amen. And so let us, if we can, light one and two, and as we do this, I say, may the light and love of Christ be with you. We are going to share in the words of our first hymn and Advent hymn. Please remain standing and enjoy the words. As I said, no singing, please, or even humming under your breath. The hymn, Hark the Glad Sound, the Saviour Comes. Taking up our red communion booklet, we say together the prayer of preparation on the top of page 2. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. After some moments of quiet for personal reflection, we shall say together the first prayer on page 3. Please do be seated. so we say, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for today. God, for whom we watch and wait, you sent John the Baptist to prepare the way of your Son. Give us courage to speak the truth, to hunger for justice, and to suffer for the cause of right, with Jesus Christ our God. Amen. Our first reading is taken from Psalm 89, and we are going to say it together. The advantage of doing that is that those who are worshipping with us at home, who are also, of course, very welcome to our service of worship, albeit that they are distanced, will be able to share in this with us. So can I invite you to stand and to respond with the verses marked in yellow, please. As I say, it's the first eight verses of Psalm 89. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. God feared in the council of the holy ones, great and awesome, above all that are around him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. Thank you. We'll remain standing for our gospel reading. It is the third of our readings in which we hear an angel say, "Do not be afraid."
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and may be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Do sit down, sorry. And I'm not walking to the lectern, I promise. The world is a different place, and I hope everybody can agree there have been some good things, although perhaps they're in short supply, about our new normal. And the new normal this morning means that normally our first congregation on the Nativity Play Sunday misses out on watching the Nativity Play. But this year it's all different. About 6 weeks ago, I put out a plea to various people for a Nativity Play, and they have done wonders. So that's what we're going to now watch. I hope you're going to enjoy it. It is instead of a sermon, so you can doubly enjoy it. I counted up how many people were in it, and I reckon there are 50, which is remarkable. I'll tell you a little more about it afterwards, but please do sit back and enjoy our Nativity Play for 2020.
Welcome to St. Matthew's Nativity Play. This is a story for the whole world, and lots of members of a parish have come together virtually to show us what Christmas is really all about.
About 2,000 years ago, when King Herod ruled Judea, God sent his messenger, Angel Gabriel, to Earth. Sent to a simple house in Judea, the home of Mary.
Mary, do not be afraid. I've come with a message from God. We're going to have a baby.
But I can't be. I'm going to marry Joseph the carpenter.
Do not worry, Mary. This is God's work. You are going to be blessed with a very special child. You are to call him Jesus.
Are you sure it's me this message is for?
Yes, there's no mistake. This is what God wants.
Then let God's will be done.
Mary's future husband, Joseph, was very concerned.
Mary, my bride-to-be, is pregnant. What should I do? Should I call off the wedding? I know, I'll sleep on it.
While he slept, the angel appeared in his dreams.
Joseph, don't be afraid. This is all part of God's amazing plan for your family and for the world. The new baby will be the saviour of all the people. This is what the name Jesus means, the saviour.
Even as he slept, Joseph's fears were gone and replaced with excitement at what was to come.
Soon after, Joseph and Mary were happily married. And it quickly became clear that Mary was pregnant.
Meanwhile, in a palace hundreds of miles away, the Roman Emperor was issuing decrees to his soldiers.
Make all the people go back where they were born. Everyone, no exceptions.
So Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem.
Tired, and the baby's kicking. I bet he's going to be born soon.
We are nearly there, and we will find a good place for him to be born.
But when Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, they found it wasn't easy to find a place to stay.
You should have booked. It's this registration the Romans want. The whole town is full of people who've come back to register.
There's no room here either. Get on off out of it.
Everywhere they asked, they got the same answer.
We're full.
But eventually, someone did help Mary and Joseph.
Oh, you poor thing. Is the baby due very soon?
I think so. It certainly feels like it. I'm so tired from the journey.
I'm very tired from the journey.
Look, my whole inn is full to capacity. But you can sleep, get some rest, in my stable. Maybe tomorrow you can find somewhere more suitable.
Thank you. I don't mind where it is. I do need to get my head down.
Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus in the lowly stable, surrounded by lots of animals.
Ba, moo, and no.
Meanwhile, in the hills above Bethlehem, shepherds were guarding their sheep. Suddenly, the angel Gabriel appeared.
Don't be afraid. I've come with good news for you and for all the world. You're the first to know that this night a saviour has been born in your town. Go now, you'll find the baby lying in a manger in a stable at the back of an inn.
So what about our feet?
Of course! Take your feet with you!
At this, a whole host of angels appeared to encourage the shepherds on their way. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone on earth.
Thank you.
The angels disappeared, and the shepherds and their flocks went to town. Eventually, they found the stable.
We have seen. Thank you, Lord, for this chance to worship a new baby.
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. It was noticed by three wise men.
Did you see that star last night?
Yes, I did. Never seen such a bright star.
Very unusual act.
I think it's an important sign.
The old books tell us to look for a new star that will come when a great king is born.
What should we do?
Let's plot its course and see where it leads us.
Good idea. Let's get our traveling teams together and take gifts for the great king.
Let's set off as soon as we have got the bearings.
So the wise men set off for Bethlehem. They asked around for directions.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the newborn child is?
The one who is to be the king of the Jews.
We have come a long way to find him.
Meanwhile, back in the palace, word of the wise men's inquiries had reached King Herod.
What rot! I am the king. Who is this upstart trying to take my place? Bring these so-called wise men to me now.
So the wise men were found and brought to his palace.
What's all this about a new king?
Well, Your Majesty, there is a new bright star, and the old writings say that this is a sign that a great king has been born.
We have come a long way to get here to meet him. And we've brought gifts. Do you know where he might be?
Your Majesty?
No, but when you find him, could you come back and tell me so that I can worship him too? What do you say? Yes, yes.
Really, Herod had other plans.
Mwahaha!
The wise men continued on their journey.
The star has stopped. We're here. Praise be to the new great king.
They found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. They offered gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men bow down before baby Jesus, the Son of God.
Our play ends here, but the story of Jesus is everlasting. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and that the story we have told remains at the heart of your celebrations.
Thank you.
Wasn't that just fabulous? Lots of people I'm sure you'll recognise, many perhaps you won't, but all members of either of our two congregations. A huge thanks to those who took part in it, parents who were game enough to dress up and be characters, but a particularly thanks to Ian Davis, to Melissa Turner, and to Will Yearsley, who were the team who put that together. I think both Ian and Melissa would agree that Will's editing of it made all the difference, and I think that was a huge labour of love from him. So a massive thank you to those three people, and indeed to everyone. I think that needs to go into the sort of St Matthew archive, I think, of very special things, and a real gift of this year and the particular circumstances we found ourselves in. I can't resist just one comment about it. The joy of having different people play the same characters meant that we could see different facets of different characters. And the one that particularly struck me was the depiction of Herod. We had him initially in a toga, didn't we? And, laurel wreath, whatever the wreaths are Romans used to wear, apparently. So he was there giving out, it was Augustus giving out the decree that the world should be taxed. But then we also had Herod as a rather like a sort of bad fairy tale character, wasn't he, she, rubbing his hands at glee at the idea of doing harm to a newborn baby. And both of those were depictions of authority. And I think what we can take away from today's story, as we've always been able to, but perhaps more than ever today, is that the story of Christmas is about God's love coming into the world to overwhelm bad things, that in Christ's love, bad things will be defeated. And as we know, there have been a lot of bad and difficult things that we have had to deal with this year, coronavirus and others. And let us take this story today, not just as a lovely, sentimental and sort of romantic depiction of the story, but let's also take it as a reminder and an encouragement to us that, yes, there are still wicked and oppressive rulers, there are still evil and bad and difficult things in this world, but these things can come and do come tumbling down. And when they do, that's a sign that Jesus is the King of the world. He's also Emmanuel, God with us. And let us give thanks for that. Amen. We now come to recite the creed together, affirming our belief in the God who we saw on screen. That baby was real, by the way, the little one, the really cute one, and was a member of our congregation. But let's stand and affirm our faith. On the red booklets, page 7. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. we sit for prayer.
Let us pray. The answer to Lord, hear us is, Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all who are sick and who may have lost their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and ask for the Lord's comfort and support during this very distressing period. We pray that he will be with us and always at our side, to help us not to lose our faith in him and remember all the good things that he and his son Jesus have brought to our lives. Lord, hear us.
Lord graciously hear us.
We now pray for the Anglican Church as its ministers, both ordained and lay, have sought innovative ways to bring meaningful services to its members, especially during the times that our churches have been forced to close. The use of YouTube, to mention just one. We thank them for their efforts and commitment and pray that they will continue to find satisfaction in doing the work that our Lord has called them to do. We pray also for the many who assist them. Lord, hear us.
Lord
graciously hear us. We now pray for the government at this time as it seeks to reach an agreement with the EU regarding Britain's exit from the Union. We pray that whatever the two parties agree to will be fair and just to all, and that nobody will be disadvantaged by them. Lord, hear us.
Lord
graciously hear us. We pray for all who are sick, not just from coronavirus, which continues to claim so many lives, but from other health issues as well, and who may be awaiting investigations and treatment. We continue to pray for all who care for them and give thanks for their efforts, often working in very stressful and demanding conditions. We pray for Jeff Ackerman and his wife Jenny, and also Paul Atkins, and anyone known only to ourselves who are in need of our Lord's healing hand and support at this time, and others mentioned in our notice sheet. Lord, hear us.
Lord
graciously hear us. We pray for all who are unable to visit loved ones over the Christmas period due to restrictions imposed as a result of the pandemic, those in care homes and hospitals. Lord, hear us.
Lord graciously hear us.
On a lighter note, we pray for all who took part in the Nativity play and give thanks for the work and effort that has gone into it. Challenging, I'm sure, at the best of times, but especially so this year. We pray that it was enjoyed by everyone. Both children and adults will leave here today, ready to celebrate the birth of a child that will change the world forever, and who we continue to owe so much to. We pray also for our choir as it prepares for the two carols by candlelight services on 20 December, and give thanks for all their hard work and commitment. Lord, hear us.
Lord
graciously hear us. We now pray for everyone in our Tohef team ministry, and give thanks to the Lord for helping us to provide a range of services that appeal to its various congregations, whatever their style of worship happens to be. We pray that he will continue to help us to do this. We end our prayers by praying for a peaceful and happy Christmas for everyone. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the last couple of weeks, I've stood up here and harangued you a little bit about things, so I thought it was appropriate this week I stood up and thanked you very much for various things. Thank you to those who took the flyers away last week and delivered them that this week. It's been great to know that the message of what we're bringing this Christmas and what we stand for is now much more broadcast across our parish, so thank you for that. Thank you too for those who have signed up for Rotas over Christmas. I think there are still a few gaps, but we're much better covered than we were, so I'm really grateful to you for doing that. Thank you. And also a continuing thanks from the PCC and myself and the team for your continued donations to the church. Obviously, things are a bit different. We don't have the plates going round. We are hoping by next Sunday, I keep saying this, to have a SumUp, which is a very clever contactless way of giving money through your credit card. So we hope to have that in operation from next week as well, another way of people being able to donate. But the message this morning, what I want you to hear is please is thank you for your continued generosity to this church, both financially, but also in time and energy and in prayer. It is much appreciated and it's what sustains us. So thank you for that. A reminder that four of our services are being ticketed, so if you do want to come to those services, you will need to buy tickets. Please have a look on the website. On the right-hand side, there's a picture, our Christmas logo of trees, and under that, there's a link to Ticket Source. One of the carol services is already sold out, but we will try and run a waiting list for that. So do please get in soon if you want tickets for any of those services. And just to say, after the straw poll we took last week, to say on the 27th of December, we will just have one service at 10:30. It will be a traditional service of Holy Communion. Thank you. We are going to do the peace. Sorry. Yes, we are going to say the peace now. So please, will you stand? God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us offer a socially distanced form of peace. Yeah, just two verses. We are going to remain standing and listen to just the first two verses of a hymn bringing us to the communion table. This morning we will use Eucharistic Prayer H, which you can find on page 38 of your Red Communion booklet. Just a couple of reminders for receiving communion. You will just be receiving the bread. You will be invited by a sides person to come up, starting from people at the back, moving forward. And then if you're sitting in an aisle seat, would you please stand back to allow somebody from the other end of your aisle to come out in front of you, and you will come, receive the bread, go over to behind the column there for hand sanitizing, and then proceed round through the rooms and then back into your pew. That's how we feel it works best. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. As we sit now, we turn to pray the prayer which our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We say together the first prayer on page 15. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. And now a prayer of spiritual communion for those not able to receive the bread being at home today. Come, Lord Jesus, dwell in me and send your Holy Spirit that I may be filled with your presence. As the hem of your garment touched in faith healed the woman in the gospel, so may I be healed. Although I cannot receive you in the sacrament, I can, through this offering of my prayer, receive you in my heart. Grant this for Christ's sake. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for all. We say together the second prayer on page 16. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We will stand for the last verse of the hymn which preceded the communion as well. Heavenly Father, our prayer today is that we should live without fear, simply to be, to work, to speak out, to witness and worship, so that everyone born should have the right to be free. May we work for that. May we witness to it. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon us and those for whom we pray, now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Can I invite you to sit down, and you will be guided to leave through this front door here. And may I just also say that this service will be online on our YouTube channel, is already there actually, but if you want to revisit the Nativity play, it will be there over Christmas. Thank you. Tony.